The dorm experience is a staple of college life. Inside the lobby of Garcia Hall at New Mexico State University in Las Cruces, students are pumped after a victory by their basketball team. They gather around a pool table in ripped jeans and nylon shorts that sag below their waist. These students are only a couple years out of high school. They're preoccupied with the opposite sex and the latest MP3 on their phone. These interests are not shared by 46-year-old Tony Cano, a veteran of the U.S. Army and Marine Corps. He served as an infantry soldier and later a platoon sergeant overseeing missions in the Middle East and Asia. Cano is now pursuing a teaching degree.
It was kind of a scary experience, you know, going to school with kids half your age. First class I walked into, I sat down and everybody was just looking at me like, what's this old guy doing in class?
The gap between student veterans and their civilian peers is wide. Even some of the youngest vets have witnessed the death and destruction of war. Others struggle with life-altering injuries, and many have families. Cano quickly realized that he wasn't the only student vet uncomfortable with on-campus housing. So last fall, he and others pitched an alternative to the university housing department.
So these are our standard two-bedroom, one-bath houses.
Julie Weber is the housing director at New Mexico State here in southern New Mexico. She's showing off a single-family home near the main campus.
They have a living room, kitchen, one bathroom, and then two bedrooms.
Starting this month, a section of this housing will be reserved especially for student veterans like Tony Cano. These are actual homes built in a neighborhood-like setting. They date back to World War II and are kind of crude. 900 square feet of beige, cinder block walls, and mismatched tile floors. It's the families who move in that bring the warmth. 9-year-old Rachel Fang plays the piano inside one of the houses in the neighborhood where the veterans will live. She moved here from China with her parents, both doctoral students.
Jump on the trampoline, we play tag, we do a lot of stuff, activities.
These houses have their own driveways and even a backyard.
We plant tomatoes, potatoes, squash, and peas.
This housing will allow veterans to live near each other and have space for their families and even their dogs. Some vets bring home dogs that served with them overseas. Michael Dakduk, who heads the national nonprofit Student Veterans of America, thinks it's a great model.
It's supportive because it shows that the university still wants them to be a part of that campus culture and add value to it.
More than 800 student veterans nationwide are taking advantage of the post-9/11 GI Bill, which helps with school-related expenses. Still, Dakduk says veterans are a minority on campus, just 4% of most student bodies.
I worry that support for veterans may begin to wane. That's why it's absolutely critical that we institutionalize programs and resources and policies like what happened in New Mexico.
Many colleges are competing to attract student vets. Some, like San Diego State, have already converted frat houses for veterans. Others, like Ohio State, are following the more family-friendly model. That school is set to open 11 on-campus apartments this fall for veterans and their families. In Las Cruces, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.